I found myself over the last couple of days feeling discouraged, down, slightly depressed, unfocused, and generally just lost my way. On the third day, I decided that was enough. And I began to declare the praises of him who has brought me out of darkness into his glorious light. And not surprisingly, I found that the answer was under my nose. To proclaim, to declare who he is, what he's done, to focus on him and not on myself, was the key to climbing out of the pit that somehow I'd slithered into. It's a gradual process, isn't it? We don't jump off the top of a cliff usually. We just slither quietly down until suddenly we find ourselves bottoming out. We're just down at the bottom of something and not knowing how to claw our way out. In that place, we are very self-orientated. We are looking at how we feel, how we think, how we view of the situation we're in, what we can do about getting out of it. And I found myself wound up in that. And the question, what do you want me to do? Well, he didn't answer that. Because it wasn't about doing. It was about coming to that place of being again and focusing on him. So the answer was under my nose. It was my mouth. And I have a little book of prayers and proclamations written by Derek Prince ages ago, and I began to declare the praises of him. I began to declare the list that I had written out of who he was, how great he was, to exalt his majesty and declare his supremacy over the whole universe. And guess what? Before I knew it, I was out of that pit. I had shoes with wings on. So if you are down, if you are depressed, if you are discouraged, if you're in the depths in any way, I would urge you to open your mouth and declare the goodness of God. You only need to look into the Psalms. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Just look in the Psalms and start declaring his greatness. It will get your eyes off of yourself and onto him. And when they're on him, you will be elevated. All the while we navel gaze, grumble and complain about our lot. Wish it was different. Wishbone, not backbone. We know nothing of encouraging ourselves in God. And beloved, in these days, it is imperative that we are able to encourage ourselves in God. That was what King David did. He encouraged himself in the Lord. Just one little phrase in the Old Testament. David encouraged himself in the Lord. It's a fail-safe mechanism. Absolutely fail-safe. So no matter where you are this morning, no matter how life is throwing clods at you, just get your Bible open. Begin to declare the praises of him who has brought you out of darkness into light, and he will lift you up. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? I will again praise God. It's the mouth that is the key. And the mouth speaks what the mind is doing. So just make sure that that mind of yours is under control as well. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What's in your heart goes around in your mind, comes out of your mouth. There's no shortcut to all of this. I speak to many Christians who are telling me right now, God is going to bring me into the ministry that he has for me. Brilliant, says I. But 5 years ago, they weren't on the starting blocks. And now, they're no nearer to actually starting the race. They're wanting something without doing something about it. No one drifts to the top of a mountain. If we are in this seriously, to the glory of God and to come into the abundance and fullness that he wants us to have, our declaration and proclamation has got to change. The way we think has got to change. Our mouths are key. I don't know about you, but I have a struggle with what goes into it as well as what comes out of it. And just again, over these last couple of days, the struggle to say no to my flesh when it wanted to overeat and stuff things in its mouth that it shouldn't be having and that I would be sorry about has been extreme. And you know what? He can't do through you what he hasn't been able to do in you. If you don't overcome in these areas of conflict, he can't do that particular thing through you. So why am I giving this message today? Because he's done it in me, and now he's doing it through me. And he will continue to do it in me. This battle's not won yet. But I wanted, for those of you who are cast down, for whatever reason, some of it is only because you're overweight, to say to you, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. Determined to run this race. Take a time out with God. You're never going to do it, beloved, if you don't set aside time with him. Those who tell me that they walk with God all the time and so they're constantly in communication with him are the ones who've got the dirtiest feet. By that I mean there is a string of unconfessed demeanours. And you know what? Sin that isn't confessed is not cleansed. He's cleansed us from the root, the nature of sin, but we still all miss the mark. And it is those things that we need to be scrupulous about. Again, the answer is under your mouth. It's under your nose, sorry. The answer is under your nose. Confess means to agree with God. We need to start agreeing with God in the areas where we've missed it. And get the cleansing of the blood of Jesus and start all over again and look up and cease the navel gazing. He's coming back for a glorious bride, a bride that the earth will be glad to see the back of because she's causing the enemy so much trouble. What about it, beloved? What about it? Check out what's coming out from what's under your nose and what's going in. Because he can't do through you what he hasn't been able to do in you. God bless you.